So the grant supports discussions and public programming around a certain focus title, and our title is Into the Beautiful North by Luis Alberto Urrea. And we have, oh gosh, more than 30 programs between now and the end of March related to the topics and themes in the book.
Tell me a little bit about the book itself. What's the book about?
Urrea said that he wrote this pretty much for fun for himself after writing some pretty heavy stuff about the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And it's about a group of friends from Sinaloa, a little village there. They realize one day that all of the men in the town have gone north to find jobs, and their village is starting to be threatened by bandidos, and they see The Magnificent Seven, the 1960 movie, one day, and they think, hey, let's go on a quest and find some warriors to bring back to defend our town. And so Nayeli, who is the main character, goes with some of her friends, and they travel across Mexico and then across the border and then have a pretty epic road trip across across the United States as well, ending up in Kankakee, of all places. So
not too far north of here.
Yeah. So it's a very quirky kind of adventure story, dealing with some serious topics but with a pretty light touch. And I think it's a good entry point for a conversation on a lot of different things.
Is the theme or message centered on immigration, or what's the general takeaway from it?
I think probably different people would take different things away from it. My guess is that the author hoped for readers to come away with maybe a little more nuanced idea of different kinds of people that they may think they have pinned down in a certain box. He writes pretty compassionately about a lot of different people, whether it be, migrants trying to cross the border, or border patrol agents, or just people along the road. I think that one of the things I came away with was maybe taking a time to pause and think about the stories that everyone brings to life and their experiences.
You have a slate of events scheduled out here. Are the events geared towards kids, teenagers, adults, all of the above, or is there a different kind of breakdown of them?
We have events for all ages. Most of the main events are probably more geared towards adults and teens. We will have some Spanish language story times that are for ages 0 to 5. We have some Spanish conversation tables, so people can just come and practice their Spanish language skills no matter what their level is. So anyone who's wanting to learn Spanish can come to those. And the different programs we have are really open to anyone, though the book is probably mostly appropriate for older teens and adults, and then a lot of the programming would be most interesting probably for older teens and adults.
So can you give me an example maybe of a few of the highlights of some of the bigger programs maybe that you have planned or set up here?
Yeah, so our official kickoff, we have some programs before that, but February 20th at 6 o'clock, and that is going to be hosted at IVC High School because we'll have performances by Peoria Folklore Ballet, and they do a lot of Mexican folk dancing, and then Mariachi Viva Tecalitlan. And we thought that the IVC auditorium would be a little more of a venue that would be more appropriate for those kind of performances. So that'll be our big kickoff, and then we'll have so many different programs, and it's hard to pick which ones are most exciting, but it'll all culminate in an author visit from Luis Alberto Urrea on Tuesday, March 31st. 6:30 at the library. He actually lives near Chicago, which is another reason that we chose the book, because we thought, we have a better chance of being able to host an author visit.
Fantastic. Anything else you want people to know about what you have coming up here?
I guess they should know that you don't have to read the book in order to come enjoy the programming. It's, we encourage you to read it if you want to, but that's not a requirement. So. Yeah. Oh, we also have free books at the library if people want to pick up a copy in English or in Spanish while those supplies last. Yeah.
Very nice. All righty. Well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.